USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All the innocent civilians who died, and with the many men, women, and children who were terribly injured in this act of evil. This tragedy should never have taken place. It should never have happened. And it would not have happened if I were your president.
Former President Trump responds to the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal and suicide bombing attacks in Kabul Thursday. 13 U.S. service members were killed, and over 100 Afghan civilians trying to flee the country perished. Australians between 12 and 15 years of age have been approved to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine starting 13 September. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization approved its use Thursday. There are 1.2 million in that age group across Australia. The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The High Court said Congress should have been involved. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.